2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Mostly cloudy, smoggy, 35 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah student shooting.
There still aren't any formal charges against the 14-year-old boy accused of killing two Hunter High School students last week, but he will stay in custody for now. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson explains.
During the hearing, the suspect tried to make a statement to the judge saying he is a good kid, and that's when Judge Mark May advised him it was best for him not to say anything at all at this time. Prosecutors say they intend to have this case transferred to adult court, but they did ask for an extension to file formal charges. In the meantime, the suspect will stay in state custody because of the seriousness of the charges.
Prosecutors say they intend to file charges as quickly as possible. Utah state lawmakers are considering a change to the death penalty. A social justice activist is working with them on the change. And KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda has the story.
Brian Stevenson, whose 2019 memoir, Just Mercy, was turned into an NAACP Image Award-winning movie, made a stop in Utah to speak with Governor Cox and other state lawmakers to discuss the death penalty. Stevenson says he believes in public safety, but sees the death penalty as an obstacle to that safety.
We're wasting a lot of money in the pursuit of something that doesn't, in my judgment, contribute to the health of a community.
Stevenson was flanked by Representatives Lowry Snow and Senator Daniel McKay in the Gold Room of the state capitol. They are co-sponsors of a bill that would change the death penalty in the state. They, along with Stevenson, were meeting with Governor Cox in private afterward to further discuss the death penalty. Jacob Vreda, KSL News Radio.
Utah's school kids might not have to test to stay anymore. A new bill that passed in the Utah House would mean that the state's top leaders would have the ability to reinstate test to stay. The bill's sponsor, Representative Jordan Tusher, says the bill also allows schools to go remote if cases warrant. They justify it to those same state leaders and get their school board's approval.
It would then have to come up with a specific and temporary period of time for which the local governing board seeks a pivot to remote learning for that school, and then also outline the measures that the board will implement for returning to in-person.
House Democrats argued the bill got pushed through without public input, but Republicans say there was an urgent need to do this for the schools. The Utah Department of Health is reporting 12,500 new COVID cases today. We have 718 Utahns in the hospital with COVID now. That's up nearly 100 people since last week. The Supreme Court has cleared the release of former President Trump's records. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, this is breaking news. The Supreme Court just clearing the release of documents to the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The court's order means that more than 700 documents that could shed light on the events leading up to the insurrection will be transferred to Congress. The move ends the former president's pending appeal to keep those documents secret. In other news that we are following this hour, the governor of New Mexico is going to unusual lengths to help schools. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is asking state employees and the National Guard to become licensed substitute teachers. She says what families have been going through has been like a constant whiplash.
It has been impossible. It is impossible.
She says parents, students, and educators have been suffering through staffing shortages created by the pandemic. More than 40 million people have now visited the White House's at-home COVID test ordering site. ABC's Rick Klein says a few early bugs have now been worked out.
Now the question is going to be how quickly those tests arrive, how reliable those tests are, what they can do to get people back to their lives.
Each household can get 4 free tests at covidtest.gov. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalaios, KSL News Radio.
You could be able to hop on a bus or a train in Utah without having to pay anything if a bill in the Utah House gets approved. Representative Joel Briscoe is sponsoring the measure.
There are over 100 cities in the United States and in the world doing some version of reduced or free fares. Some places say no fares for people over 65. Some places say students ride without fares. Some places say 8 to noon and 4 to 8, no fares. I mean, lots of different versions that are worthy of discussion.
Briscoe also says they've seen success during free fare days when the air is really bad, like today. Utah's population boom has started to slow down, but not that much. A new report says we'll nearly double our population by 2060. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The Gardner Institute at the University of Utah says the rate of growth has been slowing down. Demographic Research Director Mallory Bateman told reporters this morning that's expected to continue as the state's birth rate declines over time.
We were the fastest growing state, but nationwide this past decade, it was the slowest growth rate since the 1930s.
The projections show Utah County with a much larger growth in population than the rest of the state, but job growth will be largest in Salt Lake and Summit counties. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We're just learning the CEO of the Utah Pride Center has resigned. Stacy Jackson Roberts stepped down from the position because of health and family reasons. Instead of hiring a new CEO, the Pride Center will have 3 people at the helm as co-collaborative executive officers. KSL News Time, 4:36.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.